It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Access to healthcare in the Chippewa Valley is shrinking, with news that two hospital sisters health system locations, HSHS Sacred Heart and HSHS St. Joseph's, those hospitals are slated to close in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And then Previa Health announced plans to shut down its clinics throughout the region. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen Abbott Anderson is Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Eau Claire. Kristen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
What do you make of these closure announcements?
Oh, my goodness. To say that I, along with our community and our College of Nursing, were shocked is probably an understatement, surprised. And then I think quickly followed on the heels was sadness or a grief for the situation. This is a hospital system that has been a part of our Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls communities for decades. And in fact, our college has had a clinical partner relationship with HSHS Sacred Heart since the beginning of our program in 1965. Mm. So they've been a valued partner in our community, and we grieve this loss, and we also are concerned for the employees that are impacted, and of course the patients that will need to search for access to other healthcare providers in the area.
HSHS says more than 1,400 employees will be affected by the hospital closures, and you oversee nursing education at UW-Eau Claire. How do students feel about the expected closures in this news? How are they processing it?
Sure. At this point, I have to be honest and say it's a little hard to say. Our students return to classes next Monday. Our faculty that were in charge of leading these clinical sections that would have shortly begun have reached out to students immediately and to assure them that work is being done to find alternate clinical experiences. And the students to date have seemed to be taking this in stride. There doesn't seem to be a lot of angst on their side. But as I said, we don't have them on campus at this point. And so I think that there will be some additional support needs that we will be seeing in the next week. And I also want to highlight the fact that we do have current students who were also employees as, you know, maybe certified nursing assistants at HSHS. And so they are students that are potentially doubly impacted.
Mm. Let's take a call now. Mark and Bloomer. Mark, hi, go ahead.
Hey, I called to say I am, not was, but I am a hospice chaplain. I will be a hospice chaplain moving forward. I worked for St. Joe's, and what kills me is that the health and the soul of our community was merely a line item in somebody else's budget. The people who work at HSHS Prevea, we're going to get jobs because we are some of the best out there. That's why we were hired by HSHS. What kills me, though, is the health and the soul of our community was gutted because of a line item in somebody's budget somewhere.
Mark, thank you for calling in. And the organization cited prolonged operational and financial stress related to the pandemic, inflation, and workforce constraints, end quote. Kristen, what do you make of the complexity of that?
Oh, my goodness. I think we would probably need much, much more time to discuss the intricacies of this. However, I think the caller brings up such an important point. How hospital organizations, they're more than just brick and mortar and, you know, the services they provide. They are a place where history is made in individuals' families. It's where your children were born. It's where you've had the opportunity to establish connections with providers in long-term provider-patient relationships. And I don't think that the value of those types of impacts are readily recognized. And I think that it's going to be important as we move forward that we recognize that there is a sense of grief and loss, and that our community will be needing to address that and to come together as a community to support those that are, impacted most.
Kristen Abbott-Anderson is with us, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Eau Claire, as we talk about hospital closures on the horizon in western Wisconsin. You can join in with questions, your comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Kristen, what options will remain for UW-Eau Claire students to receive the clinicals, the in-person training locally?
Well, we are extremely fortunate to have additional clinical partners within Eau Claire, and these partners have immediately reached out to offer any and all assistance that they can make possible to our students. And I think that says a lot about the partnerships that we have and the quality of the partners that we have here in Eau Claire. So though we haven't finalized our plan, we are close to finalizing a plan. But I'm confident that with the support of our current partners in Eau Claire, and also just within our College of Nursing and the resourcefulness that we have available to us here, we will find an effective solution for these students.
And last week, Marshfield Clinic Health System reported it would furlough about 360 employees, and that came less than 2 weeks before plans to merge with Essentia Health, Duluth-based Essentia. Are the financial challenges you're seeing in healthcare affecting workforce recruitment and training?
Boy, another deep question, because yes, a key to nursing education is, of course, having those available clinical sites in order to train our healthcare professionals. And that goes beyond nursing, but nursing is a large part of it. If we don't have access to hospital units due to staffing shortages, due to budget constraints, then that limits the number of opportunities that our students can have to be trained in a broad array of clinical experiences. And so it most definitely impacts training. And it just adds to sort of the challenges that we have been seeing in terms of just in general, the nursing shortage, and also nurse faculty shortage, and the need to graduate far more nurses than we currently are able to do.
The CEO of Hospital Sisters Health System, Damon Boatwright, in 2021 spoke with Health News Illinois and talked about rebuilding the system in the wake of the pandemic.
Part of the vision is to rebuild now, sort of HSHS over the next year or two, so then we can sort of reimagine what HSHS needs to be in a post-pandemic world and remain relevant, financially vibrant, and help our communities grow.
And so, Kristen, how is healthcare education different today than before the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, I would say probably the most significant change in education is the fact that we have fewer students actually applying for nursing school. And that's not limited to our own experience. It is state and nationwide. And part of that, I believe, is the impact of the public watching nurses struggle through the COVID pandemic, and the negative impact on, I think, perceptions of the nursing profession. Mm. And so that has created a situation where we have fewer students that are applying, which is unheard of, really, in the past in nursing education. We consistently had wait lists of students just, clamoring to get into the nursing program, and a sort of a wealth of potential students and resources to potentially build our programs and to graduate additional nurses. Now we're faced with something that's, you know, that's unforeseen or just uncommon within nursing education. It has been detrimental to our programs. Coupled with that, we have a shortage of nursing faculty, as you may be aware. Mm. Many nursing programs are working with fewer nursing faculty than they have in previous years, where perhaps faculty leave a position and that position is just not filled. So that, in addition to these types of hospital closures, even in closures of just units within a hospital, all has an impact on educating new nurses who are prepared to go out and care for those in our community.
Kristen Abbott Anderson, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Eau Claire, sharing perspective on how healthcare is changing in Western Wisconsin with hospital and clinic closures. Call in with a question. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the changing landscape of healthcare in Western Wisconsin as Previa Health plans to shutter its clinics in coming months, and two hospitals are slated to close in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire in April. Call in with a question. You can share your views, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen Abbott Anderson is Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Eau Claire. Let's bring in Mike in Bruce. Mike, hi, go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I know there's many causes for what's going on, at least that's what I'm hearing. But I just wonder also if it's a wake-up call for the legislators to re-examine taking Medicaid relief. I guess Wisconsin's only one of 10 states that hasn't taken that. In these small rural communities, not economically strong, maybe that could have helped as well. So,
Mike, thanks for the call. Another big question, Kristen, as we look at federal health programs and reimbursement rates.
Yes. Yeah, so I think that is one aspect of what we're seeing here. And I know in the governor's State of the State address, he initiated the idea of a task force to focus on the state's healthcare industry challenges. And this seems, I think, very timely. And an important focus. And I think this is one way to get at some of these aspects, because we know, you know, the Medicaid decision is most certainly impacting, you know, the financial bottom line of our healthcare institutions. I believe there are probably many other financial impacts that are also contributing to some of these challenges. And I did see just a recent report from the hospital CFO report. I wanted to look nationally what was happening and how often the shuttering of actual hospital buildings happens nationally, and it's very infrequent. What we typically will see is, you know, a closing of units, and most of these tend to be OB and mental health units. But I think in my quick review of the information out of these 72 recent closings and of drawing down of services, I believe there was only one other brick and mortar hospital building actually shuttered.
So you're saying that the shuttering, the closure of distressed hospitals is quite rare in America. And here we are in Wisconsin seeing two in a matter of months.
Right. And I would add a caveat to that. I think when we're looking at hospitals, a hospital like HSHS here in Eau Claire and in Chippewa Valley, they each had over 100 beds. So these are good-sized hospitals and probably would not fit the definition of what we would call a rural hospital. Our rural hospitals nationally have had greater impacts from closing. That's not so true here in Wisconsin, but it is true across the nation. I think sometimes those smaller hospitals, they serve critical areas. They're critical access hospitals that allow those that live in that community to access care more quickly and efficiently. And when those are shuttered, then those in the rural communities are having to drive further, and there's greater risk for negative health care outcomes. But I think each of these partial or full closures of brick and mortar sites really serves as an alarm bell that needs our immediate attention. And we need to begin an arduous task of doing a deep dive into what is happening with our healthcare systems, from the brick and mortar all the way up to the highest leadership, the cost of healthcare, billing structures, insurance factors, and the impact of Medicaid. But this, as you can understand, is highly complex and will require the diligence of collective work of a diverse team, and a team that can see the complexity of these issues and at the same time identify priorities that will bring some immediate change. And I'm hopeful that the task force that Governor Evers is establishing is a place to start, but I believe that work needs to begin immediately.
Kristen Abbott Anderson, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Eau Claire, as we look at hospital closures, clinic closures in Western Wisconsin, and next steps. You can call in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Kristen, for people not in the Chippewa Valley, we hear terminology like healthcare desert or medical desert. What will be your analysis on what access people do have? Do you see this more of a desert now with these looming closures?
Most definitely. I mean, I think we, have already begun to see some of those impacts in perhaps not as much in Wisconsin as we've been able to sustain some of our critical access hospitals, I think more effectively than other states, but we risk expectant mothers delivering somewhere on the freeway in a snowstorm, because they have to drive 75 miles, 100 miles to a hospital to safely deliver their baby. If we think about the aging of our rural communities and the healthcare needs associated simply with aging, and the chronic conditions that many of our community members live with, and not having the ongoing access to local healthcare where there can be a more proactive approach to healthcare, to a prevention-minded strategy for healthcare, which is always our goal. And so with the lack of a hospital or a clinic in your community, it is a healthcare desert. And we leave our rural dwelling community members with little to no options.
You mentioned Governor Tony Evers delivering this annual State of the State address and announcing a new task force. In that address, Governor Evers declared 2024 the year of the worker, and the state's Workforce Development Agency says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040. What would happen with a deficit of that scale?
Oh, I don't want to envision that. I think that what we're seeing today would be exponentially worse. Mm-hmm. We currently have on the range of about 3,600 job openings annually for nurses across the state of Wisconsin. And at this time, we graduate on average 3,000 nurses per year. So you can see how that deficit does grow. And over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to continue to see that grow unless we make some significant changes.
Making some significant changes in the weeks and months ahead, in our last few moments together, what are those next steps?
No, I think, as I mentioned, this is an extremely complex issue, and I don't want to put too simple a point on it, but I think I'll focus this last moment on maybe some ideas for how we can enhance or increase the number of nurses that we have that are pursuing a nursing education. I think one is that, nursing schools need to see each other as partners in this effort. There has been a great deal of, competition. I think that's normal, but I think we need to begin to shift that focus on the fact that we have a common goal of
And we're
graduating
all in this
nurses.
together and graduating nurses. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen Abbott Anderson, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UW-Claire, on the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.